You probably said, Brian, I received the response from you. But I think I heard it earlier with him, and he indicated that he would like to meet me and give me from him a suggestion for my thesis right. So, here I am first to introduce myself to you. Talk to them some more about the objective of the movement. And maybe I could put in the seat and to be
prepared. Help compassion as you like to. But it is very important movement. Taking a great step in the modern society. The modern civilization is very risky. Risky in this sense that a human form of life is an opportunity for self-realization. But our leaders, they are miseducating that you are this body. The basic mistake is that I am not this body, but just like you are sitting there, if I take account of your heart and core only, not you as a person, then there is a great mistake. Similarly, the modern civilization, education, everything is based on the bodily concept of life. But actually, we are not body. Body is mind, heart and core. Mind, intelligence and ego. That is the thought. Final, great. And these five elements, body, heart, water, air, fire, ether. This is glass. Just like heart and core, similarly, here. There, the spirit soul. The spirit soul is also a measure. 10,000 part of the tip of the hair. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is very important in this sense that they are trying to bring people to the constitutional position. A living entity is transmigrating from one body to another. As we are in a present body also, we transmigrate. In my childhood, I had a small body. That body is no longer existing. But I am existing. So, there is no reason to believe that when I give up this body, I will not exist. No, I shall be getting another body. So, people are not interested to make research on how the soul is working. This is ignorance. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to revive the pure consciousness of the human society so that he can know himself and act accordingly. Then his life is changed.
May I ask you, my master, how did this movement form and came to the Western world?
That is fine. Your personal charity is my mentor.
Yes, how did this movement was born when you came before that you had a father on this movement? How was this idea was
created in the beginning, because everybody asked this question, how this movement,
the moment
we have got the concept,
yes.
And there is a very practice. I think it grew the other stop. Bhagavad Gita was there. The Krishna consciousness movement was there. In the air, it has existed. Unfortunately, some of the less intelligent Chinese and philosophers, they could not understand what is Krishna, and they misinterpreted the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, people could not understand. In spite of reading Bhagavad Gita all the world over, they were not aware what is Krishna. Although Bhagavad Gita is Krishna understand. You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Oh yes, yeah. Oh, beginning to read.
No, it is the book to understand Krishna. But these people, unscrupulous people, even great scholars, they try to explain something and taking advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita. Instead of understanding Krishna, they wanted to present something of the concoction through the Bhagavad Gita. So this movement was already there since 5,000 years. But these, I may say, the foolish scholars, they suppressed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revived 500 years ago. He revived. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, we are trying to revive this movement in a different way. About 200 years ago, 150 years ago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived it, and then about 50 years ago, my Guru Maharaj, he revived it, and he also ordered me that we go and preach this philosophy to the Western world. So under his order I came, and I presented Bhagavad Gita as it is, as you have read.
Yes, sir.
So the effect has been very marvelous, because the things are presented in pure form, so it has acted very nicely. Otherwise, it is not a movement that I have manufactured something. No, the movement was already there. I am simply presenting as it is. That is my service, that's all.
My master, what's your opinion on the Ramakrishna mission? The Ramakrishna mission in Chicago.
Ramakrishna mission, if I say frankly, they distorted the Bhagavad Gita to the greatest extent. Yes. Because they presented somebody, Ramakrishna, as God. The Ramakrishna said that I am the same Krishna and the same Ram, and they accepted it. But one thing is, anybody can say that I am the same Ram, I am the same Krishna. But now we have to see the proof. So many, there are many ways of to understand. So, the Ramakrishna mission is pushing on this. And it's a wrong idea. But another thing is that supposing that this Ramakrishna is the same Krishna, then the philosophy is different. Ramakrishna's philosophy and Bhagavad Gita's philosophy is different. Because Ramakrishna says that you can accept any method, every method is all right. But Krishna says, only unto him, Sarva Dharmam Paritrajya Mamu Sankaranam. Give up everything, simply surrender unto me. Now, Krishna says, what? Simply surrender unto me. And Ramakrishna says that you can accept anywhere. So, which one we shall accept? Krishna or Ramakrishna? What is your opinion? If something is spoken by Krishna and something is spoken by Ram Krishna, so each one himself prefers to accept. That's it. Therefore, Ram Krishna mission is needed.
There is another question many people like to know about. They visit the temples in Chicago and many temples all over the United States. They are fascinated in the ritual things you are doing during the offering food to the deities and especially the initiation present. I would like to recall the meaning of these ritual things because it's very important to explain and make detail about it.
Yes, this is essential for advancing in spiritual consciousness. Just like kindergarten system, the children are given some wooden and friends to form A, B, and C, like attention. So, this is not like exactly like kindergarten system. This system is introduced by great acharyas, authorities. So we have to follow. In the beginning, we had no love for Krishna. So this process will help how to invoke his love for Krishna. This is standard process.
This is the basic philosophy of the ritual.
Yes. And they are introduced by great acharyas. You will find if you go in India, there are many thousands of temples. The same things have been followed from since thousands and thousands of years. Not only since the time of Krishna, before the time of Krishna, this is called Akshan Vidhu, a regulative principle for worshipping the Lord. So they are followed. So they are to be this is called Pancharatriki Vidhi, a regulative principle on the authority of Narad Panchara. So they must be followed. Otherwise, one cannot be purified. This is purificatory process.
Would you please mention something about the meaning of the ritual of what the initiation, they put their hand in the oil and the stirring of the fire, for example?
No, they are not putting their hand on the oil.
So what
it is called Jagga, offering ghee to the past.
Yes.
This is Vedic. This is Vedic ritual. To offer clarified butter and grain in the past. Fire is supposed to be the mouth of God. So we are offering together to the Supreme Person, Rupa.
Oh, what is the goal of this movement? Is there any program set for the future?
Because it is a genuine movement, it will make promise, provided it is presented in pure form. It was not presented before me in pure form, at least in the Western countries. Therefore, people could not get it. Now they could understand it. Now it is being played in pure form in the right way of parampara system as the acharyas introduced. And actually it is happening. We are taking, wherever we are going, people are very much anxious to take this thing. As if we are waiting. Anywhere you go, even though we have sent men to Jerusalem, So this method is very effective and people are accepting any part of the world without any discrimination. Here mostly you see our students are from the Christian group, Jewish group. There are many students from Mohammedan group, from Parsi group.
Now, this movement must have structures. Will you please tell us about the structure of the puma from the higher arc you are on the top and all the way down?
Yes, it is this moment is started from Krishna.
Yes.
Then, from Krishna, Narada, from Narada, Vyasa, from Vyasa, to Madhyacharya, from Madhyacharya to Ishwar Puri, Padananda Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then his disciples, the six Goswamis, then Krishnadas Kaviraj, then Baladev Vidyavasa. So, we are taking account very vividly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I am the 10th generation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You are the 10th. After you, is it any decision has been made? Who will take over?
Yes, all of them in fact. These are students who were initiated from me. All of them will act as I am doing. Just like I have got many godbrothers, they are all acting. Similarly, all these disciples which I am making, initiating, they have been trained to become future spiritual masters.
How many Swamis do you initiate? American. And I'm speaking just on
the about 10.
You have 10 Swamis. And after the Swamis, what's the
now they're competent. They can not only the Swamis, even the Grihasthas, they are called Dasudhikari.
Yes.
And Brahmachari. Everyone can. Whoever is initiated, he is competent to make disciples. But as a matter of etiquette, they do not do so in the presence of their spiritual master. This is the etiquette. Otherwise, they are competent. They can make disciples and spread, make them, recruit more members in this. They do, but they are being trained now. Just like here in this meeting, one of my disciples is acting as priest. Sister Meister, she is acting. So, some of my students are acting as priests. Some of them are swamis. So, they are competent to my disciples.
Do you have any hope in the future that you, your movement will involve in printing a lot of books, making children's school for your children, for
grandparents? Yes, we have got already many books. You have not seen?
Oh yes, I have among all of your contacts. I'm trying to refer to Ramakrishna. They have big library and bookstore, and this is where they go their most of their income. I was wondering, and many, they are throwing many scholars to this school because they are from a variety of religions. And one argument I always receive from some teacher, they say, this movement insists on the chanting, and they are not trying to open all the other doors for other religions. And I have no answer to them.
What is that?
They tell me that Ramakrishna, listen, they offer all kinds of variety of books about every religion.
We have got varieties of books.
Yes.
We have got at least 12 books, 400 pages, different way. We are present that all, and main aim is endless Krishna. To understand Krishna through different philosophical thoughts. We are present to them. You say we have seen on this book.
Yes.
We have got Krishna, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, nature of devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, easy journey to other planets. The consciousness is the topmost global system in this way, we are presenting from.
How about the meaning of the chanting?
Chanting is to make the process very easy. Because in these days, people are unfortunate, short-living, and they are attracted with false things. Very slow, they do not take it very seriously. Therefore, chanting is a common platform. Anyone can chant. Anyone, even the child can chant, the old man can chant, the fool can chant, the intelligent can chant, the rich can chant, the poor can chant. So the chanting is the common, therefore it is the Dhammasattva. And chanting means Krishna and Krishna, being absolute. Krishna's name and Krishna, there is no difference. Absolute means there is no duality. As in this dual world, there is difference between the name and the substance. In the absolute world, there is no difference between the name and the substance. Both of them are the same. So therefore, chanting a Krishna name means associating with Krishna directly. And because we are associating with Krishna directly, they are quickly becoming purified. Just like if you touch a metal rod with the fire, it becomes warm, and then it attracts the quality of the fire. The metal rod you can touch anywhere, it is burnt, although it is metal rod, but because it attracts the quality of the fire, it can burn, it can act as fire. Similarly, if we constantly associate with Krishna, then we acquire the spiritual quality. Then we can act spiritually, very good. It is
good. And as for many people are interested to know something about you, and I find just not enough to know about you, I mean, I could write variants about your life. Could you expand about your life?
Well, sannyasi should not be inquired about his life. No. What is acting, that's all. But I was formerly grievous for household life, that's all. My life is described in short, in the issue of the story. So you can see it from there.
Could you recall the beginning of your first trip to USA and how you spread the message? I was told that you came here with $6 and then...
Yes. Because our government, India government, is not allowed to take money to go outside. So somehow or other I got the T-form, 10 cents, and one big shipping company, they allowed me free passage. So I came here to get the ticket. Of course I was very comfortably situated on the street. But still, because I am not at a stand, I got seasickness. So the travel was very miserable. But still I came. And then for 1 year I was going here and there. There was a fixed up position. And then I came here in September 1965. In 1966, July, I incorporated the society and started my preaching in a storefront and second avenue. And then gradually the students came and it developed one branch after another. Now we have about 60 branches and our expenditure is very heavy. According to Indian calculation, it is about 700,000 for rupees. We are paying heavy rent, we have got new centers. Not less than 25 devotees, up to 100, 150. So, going on by Krishna's solution.
Now, what do you expect from your disciples?
They will preach as I am preaching. They will preach. The same thing, as I am preaching according to my spiritual master's instruction. Similarly, they will preach according to my instruction.
What if someone deviates from your teaching?
There is no law. This was I was explaining. Because it is spiritual science. Anything spiritual that is eternal, it is never, lost, never destroyed. So whatever they have done, that is basic part of their life. Suppose they cannot finish the total process or program, then they get a chance, another chance, to begin in the human form. So practically there is no loss. As ordinary beings, whatever they are creating in this life, after giving up this body, everything is lost. But this Krishna consciousness, even if it is not completed, whatever they have learned, that will go with. Because it is spiritual. It is not Krishna. But they are being trained up to finish the course and program within this life, not to wait for the next life. That is our goal. They have got regulated principles that you must follow. This, that no illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, enchanting, and a prescribed method, Hare Krishna mantra, taking only Krishna prasadam, and be 24 hours. He'll find, whenever he comes to a temple, he'll find they are busy with something. Similarly, we are simply busy with Krishna business. We try to remember Krishna 24 hours. That is our message. So this method of religious prescription, I think is not fine, at least in the Western world. 24 hours they are engaged, 24 hours.
Second to Lord Krishna.
Yes.
May I ask about, for example, we have Bahalasa, he's married, he has two children, three. Now, how is the future foreseen from now until the
future? Our everyone's future is Krishna. We believe in Krishna, and nobody of our group has got any need because we believe in Krishna, and Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that those who are engaged in my service, I personally attend to their needs. Yogacchemam mahama karati lobby. Those who are engaged in Krishna's service, Krishna is supplying the necessities of everyone. Because Krishna is God. So God is supplying the necessities of everyone. That is one thing. But his special interest for those who are devotees, pure devotees, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name vishvasya nabhya jitumam bhajanti bhitya teshu premi. I am equal to everyone. Nobody is my enemy. Nobody is my friend. But anyone who is engaged in my service with love and devotion, I am especially attached. So, Krishna is feeding even cats and dogs, and why he shall not feed us? We are engaged in his service. Why? It is simply a question of understand. One should know that Krishna is feeding the elephant, Krishna is feeding the ant. So there are 3,400,000 species of living entities. So he is the one who has completely forgotten Krishna. Krishna is feeding them. Then why not feed? They are no other business than Krishna. So it is a question of confidence and surrender. But actually we have no problem. So far, our children are going, good boys, they are taking prasadam, we are taking prasadam, we are traveling all over the world, spending, as I told you, about 700,000 rupees per month, but we have no source of income, fixed. We have no business, nobody goes to the factory, nobody goes to are. But still, we are not very satisfied.
And this is Isha. She's a real miracle. Yes, sir.
Huh? Damn baby.
Yeah. Will you care to comment about the final thing what you suggest for me to put my energy on and present beautiful picture?
Yes, you do. So you try to understand the whole philosophy nicely.
Yes.
Then you can paint the picture. Or anything. Unless you understand, it's very nice. So, not only one sitting, you have to question and I shall answer, you have to learn the philosophy. But one thing is that unless one is submissive to Pushkata Sastra, and they follow the Vaishnava principles, it is a little difficult.
I thank you very much for this wonderful interview. I hope I get a copy of what you said as soon as I pat it down. But then I shall keep in contact with you in the future.
Yes,
you are right. There are many, many people in Devotee Navasam, Devotee Navasam, are interested in meet you and this just to invite in the future for some practice.
So you try to understand our philosophy from any angle and vision. And we shall be able to answer. There is no reason. Because we are taking our lessons from Krishna. So there is no difficulty to answer any opposite element. Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, third, fourth, fifth, this five big, big book, not less than 1,000 pages each. And Bhagavad Gita, you see, 1,100 pages. So, and each book will cost us 20,000, 25,000. So, any amount of money, we can engage in printing books.
Yes. Yeah, it seems to me this is the biggest problem, the cost of operation.
Never mind, Krishna is giving, but you have seen our publication?
No, I have seen the books. I have more
than a small Bhagavad chapter while it is publishing. It is very scholarly. Yes. Bring some chapters of Bhagavad.
Yes.
Huh? You have got the chapter while it is Bhagavad?
The tiny one too, Bhagavad. Huh? Covered one?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. You see how it is scholarly.
Oh, yes, wonderful.
Yes. So we are publishing all our books in a scholarly way so that professors, teachers, philosophers, they can read it. And it is very easily done. Word to word, Sanskrit word, English, and diacritic mass. So we are working very hard. So, if it is introduced among the scholarly sects and professors, teachers, it will be very beneficial to the human society.
Do you do your printing now in Japan and America?
Yes, yes. Japan, whenever I travel all over the round the world.
I want to ask just a few more minutes. You went to Russia. What's your impression?
Yes, Russia is the same people. They are anxious to receive this movement, very much anxious.
And I intend to
some of that. Yes. The government is very strict. Government is very strict. So unless you get permission from the government. Because they have no cultural literacy. They're simply reading the Lenin book. So in action one professor, a doctor, Patatsky, he told me that Indian Ramayana Tulsidas is Ramayana. That's not very good philosophy. It was translated into Russian language, and within a week, all the books are sold. Yes. So, they are hankering after this cultural book. Unfortunately, we have no means now. Otherwise, there is immense good feeling for Russia.
You are the founder of this movement here, the father.
Yes.
Is it the same you found in all over the world, over speaking language, English speaking language? You went, you did the same thing, you went up there, chant, and with the miracle of Lord Krishna, you received your devotee and disciples.
The same process.
The same process.
Anywhere. It doesn't matter whether it is America or Russia or Europe. It doesn't. Japan. The same process.
So you are sent to serve the Lord Krishna and the services forever?
Yes, no, because I am ordered by my spiritual master in that place. So I am trying my best. That's all.
How about it?
Yes. I'm not going to speak
specific. Do you have any children, family?
Oh, yes.
How many?
I have a great grandchildren.
You have two sons? Or?
Yeah, well, I have two sons. I have three sons. Two sons, two daughters.
They were our talk to our associate with Gandhi. What's your relation with Muhammad?
Down in my young age, I was nationalist. So I followed Gandhi, I was interested. Later on, when I met my spiritual master, I became disinterested with this temporary agreement. This is karma. Krishna consciousness is karma. It is a very long subject matter. We are simply dreaming. All these activities are just like at night you dream, but they are all false. Whatever you dream at night, they are not facts, they are false. Similarly, it is also daydream. These activities, daydream, they are also false. The only thing what we can actually take benefit out of it is Krishna consciousness. That's the fact. It will take some time.